All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this.
It's the moment you've been waiting for, the return of the Swamp Swami College Football Top 25. Hey, it's October. Time for the return of the ever-popular SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 rankings. And this week, I will provide you with a ranking for every one of the 136 FBS large division college football teams. Go to my website at SwampSwamiSports.com and check out every one if you're looking for your team. Now, this poll is not like all the others. Wins and losses really do matter here. A victory over a competitive opponent carries more weight than playing those resume builder teams. And don't come crying to me if your team has already had two losses. I'm talking to you, Penn State and Notre Dame and Florida State and Texas. They are not in this week's top 25. Now, those teams do have time to correct course, win more games, and could eventually climb back into the top 25 before season's end. And beating a quality opponent, let's say such as 5-0 Oklahoma this Saturday, Texas fans, would actually carry a lot of weight here. My SwampSwamiSports.com rankings are a snapshot of the season's results through each weekend of play. You have to keep that in mind. It's as of this week. This week's top group of teams can easily change should someone lose a game, or even if your past opponents should suffer a loss as well. Now, Ohio State is the defending national champion, but the 5-0 Buckeyes are not in the top spot of this week's initial rankings. They are in the top five, though. And if you're new to my site, welcome. Here are the rules for ranking those college football teams on SwampSwamiSports.com. Number one, teams without a loss are ranked higher than any team which has lost a game. Why should a team with a perfect record be ranked below a team with one loss? Number two, a team with six wins is ranked above a team with five or fewer wins. Why? Well, because they've earned one more victory than the teams ranked below them. Makes sense. Number three, your team's best win is determined weekly against your opponent, which had the best won and loss record thus far this season. It does matter who you beat. Number four, preference is given to your team's best win if it also happens to come on the road versus a home victory. Number five, ties are broken by point differentials in every team's best win. Number six, a win over an FBS team carries a preference over any win over an FCS small division school. Number seven, when two teams have identical records, the head-to-head win over the team with the same number of losses is ranked higher. And number eight, all decisions by the administrator of this website, me, are final. So a 6-0 team this week will trump, at least for this week, any 5-0 team. And that's just the way the schedule goes. Those other 5-0 squads are going to be evaluated to determine the record of the best team which they've defeated in 2025. All of the unbeaten teams are ranked ahead of those with one loss. Teams playing early season cream puffs are going to be discounted regardless of your national name recognition. Now, my rankings do tend to give more weight to the mid-major schools than the Associated Press and Coaches polls. And yes, this poll does give those teams like Memphis and North Texas and Navy and UNLV a little bit of a boost, but unfortunately, all those teams can do is win the games on their schedule. And speaking of UNLV, the 5-0 running Rebs defeated 1-4 UCLA 30-23 back in week number two. And then UCLA fired their coach, and the Bruins apparently turned things around and spanked formerly highly rated Penn State 42-37 last weekend. The Associated Press does not list UNLV in their top 25 this week, but they're number 15 in mine. There were 20 unbeaten FBS teams coming in the last weekend, but this week finds only 15 teams emerging without a loss out of the 136 large schools in the FBS. There are also three teams that still don't have a win this season. That would be Sam Houston and UMass. You're both 0-5, but the Oregon State Beavers are 0-6, and yes, they have achieved the coveted number 136 ranking at the bottom for this week. So go find your favorite school at SwampSwamiSports.com. I have all 136 teams ranked for the week. And if you're looking for my initial FCS or small college rankings, Stay tuned. I'm going to be releasing those a little bit later in a separate post. Let's roll now with the SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 for the week ending October 4th, 2025. There is a tie between number 24 and 25 in our initial poll. It's Michigan of the Big Ten and Georgia from the SEC at 4-1. Number 23 in our initial poll comes from the Big 12. It's the Cincinnati Bearcats, who defeated 5-1 Iowa State last weekend 38-30. Number 22 and looking good right now from the SEC is Alabama at 4-1. They're the top-rated 4-1 team. They just beat formerly unbeaten Vanderbilt 30-14 last weekend. By the way, Bama travels to 5-0 Missouri this Saturday at 11 a.m. on ABC. You might want to mark that one down. Number 21 this week at 5-1 from Conference USA is Western Kentucky. Number 20 from the SEC at 5-1 is Vanderbilt. They're still licking their wounds from that Bama loss, but they're off this week and will host LSU next. The 19th rated team this week out of the Mountain West is Fresno State at 5-1. Number 18 from the Big Ten is Illinois. Number 17 from the Big 12 Conference after losing last weekend is Iowa State at 5-1. And our top rated 5-1 team this week is from the ACC. It's the Virginia Wahoos. Wahoo! Way to go, Virginia. Their best win is at 4-1 Louisville, 30-27. The Cavaliers will have a bye week, and they'll be playing at home next weekend against 3-2 Washington State. And now our undefeated 15 teams. Coming in at number 15 from the Mountain West at 5-0, it's UNLV. And our number 14 team this week from the American Conference, Navy. Number 13 this week from the American Conference as well, the North Texas Mean Green. Speaking of green, they'll play 4-1 South Florida this weekend on Friday night, 6:30 p.m. on ESPN2. Number 12 at 5-0 from the ACC, the Rambling Wreck from Georgia Tech. At number 11 out of the Big Ten at 5-0, you can raise your eyebrows, but this is where I have the Oregon Ducks. Their best win of the season has come at, yes, now 3-2, Penn State, in overtime. By the way, Oregon is home this week for 5-0 Indiana, 2:30 p.m. Saturday on CBS. And now our top 10 in our first rankings for the year. At number 10 at 5-0 from the Big 12 Conference is Brigham Young University. They'll be traveling to 4-1 Arizona for a Big 12 shootout Saturday night at 7 p.m. on ESPN2. Number 9 from the SEC of the Missouri Tigers. They are 5-0 and they'll be at home for Alabama this weekend, 11 a.m. on ABC. Number 8 in our initial poll, also from the SEC, the Texas A&M Aggies. Their best win so far is over 4-2 Mississippi State, 31-9, and they're going to host the dangerous 2-4 Florida Gators at 6 p.m. Saturday night on ESPN. Number 7 this week, from the SEC as well, at 5-0, it's the Oklahoma Sooners, whose best win of the year is over 4-1 Michigan. The big Texas shootout in Dallas is this weekend, playing 3-2 Texas at 2:30 p.m. on ABC. One more SEC team in the line here at 5-0, it's the Ole Miss Rebels. The best win for Ole Miss this year is over 4-1 Tulane, 45-10. They'll be hosting Washington State at 11:45 Saturday on the SEC Network. Now your top five for week number one. 5-0 from the ACC, it's the Miami Hurricanes. They'll be off this week, but will host 4-1 Louisville a week from Saturday. Number 4 in our initial poll out of the Big Ten, your defending national champions of Ohio State. Their best win of the season is at 4-1 Washington, 24-6. They'll be traveling to Illinois this week, 5-1 Illinois. That game's at 11 a.m. on Fox. Your number 3 team in our initial poll from the Big 12 Conference at 5-0, the Texas Tech Red Raiders, whose best win came at 4-1 Utah, 34-10. The Red Raiders are home for sneaky good Kansas, who's 4-2, 6:30 p.m. Saturday on Fox. The number 2 team in our initial poll at 5-0, having beaten 5-1 Illinois by a whopping 63-10, the Indiana Hoosiers. The Hoosiers will travel to 5-0 Oregon at 2:30 p.m. Saturday on CBS. And our number 1 team for our initial poll of the year, from the American Conference, the only team in the land that's 6-0, the Memphis Tigers. The Tigers have a bye week this week, though. They'll be playing next week against 2-3 UAB.